Bullseye on the afternoon. Matt Douglas in for Andy Bulbarch, joined by Steve Bailey. And as is our usual time of day here on a Tuesday, we've got Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram in for our local beat with O'Brien. We've had to change up the name of that. Dave, I have to get approval, I guess, from you first.
But I don't know. It's a little bit of branding. Okay. You know, that's not too bad.
All right. We can go back to R&D and see if they can make some changes to it or something along those lines.
We'll work on it.
Doesn't that kind of bounce off of Local Beat with Lisa?
Yeah,
Is that a trademark?
That was the idea. No, I don't know if it's
it,
a...
But, you know.
It was already on the website, and there's already been things I created for it, Dave, so it's just easier to slip your name into it. At the point. But if you've got qualms, you can discuss them with HR, and maybe we'll get something fixed. Have Jared give me a call.
Yeah.
I suppose would be the best course of action. Again, Local B with O'Brien. We're calling it that for now. Presented by Vandermark Jewelers. Stop by, see Jim, Bob Vandermark. Christmas is coming up very soon. Get your loved one something nice. They've got the watch. I'm a big watch fan, so go pick up your husband or your boyfriend a nice watch. Gentlemen, they've got more than enough jewelry out there for the ladies. Again, located at 224 East Broad Street in Elyria, it's Vandermark Jewelers. Dave, you've been a busy man, to say the least, here. The last couple of days, things have gotten kind of crazy here.
No doubt. We had, Lorain County had its second police-involved shooting in the last month. I mean, the last one was in Elyria on the 30th, but this one on Sunday was a wild situation for the people in Camden Township. County Sheriff's Office was out there. Highway Patrol was out there. Apparently, Huron County, man, it's Daniel Kalala, and I apologize if that's not how you pronounce the name. 62 years old, was driving around, and it was reported that he may have been suicidal. Mm-hmm. That was a possible call. Also, may have been armed. So eventually, they track him down. SWAT team gets called. He allegedly made some threatening movements. A member of the SWAT team shot him, and he was pronounced dead shortly thereafter. So the Lorain Police Department has taken over the investigation for of the SWAT team and how they did in that situation. Mm-hmm. So coroner is investigating, and I know it'll be a while before we know anything.
That's where it stands at this point.
Pretty much.
Crazy Sunday night, obviously, from that situation. And then the other story that took place in Elyria, also involving guns. Mark Allen Ryder held three people at gunpoint at a home on Foster Avenue. It was, from my understanding, a grandson and his two grandparents. But he got a little bit more than he had hoped to bargain for, I guess, at least from that standpoint.
For sure. Mr. Ryder allegedly, again, held up three people at gunpoint after he was caught. Again, allegedly going through the truck of one of the homeowners, and she promptly pulled a gun herself, fired a warning shot into the air, according to Elyria Police. And then also, as Mr. Ryder backed up, his gun still pointed at his alleged, intended victims. Mm-hmm. She fired two more shots. He took off and was found hiding in some bushes. In the area with a loaded pistol, so he is now sitting in Lorain County Jail.
Yeah, tough night for Mark Allen Ryder, I suppose. You get caught breaking into a vehicle, allegedly, and then the guns pull down on you, a couple of shots, and then to be caught hiding in bushes, I think that'd be one of the worst. Now, the good news was there was no gun in the chamber, was my understanding, but the magazine was full, right?
No round in the chamber. Police report said that there were rounds in the magazine, and, We'll see what shakes out when it all goes to the grand jury and the prosecutor's office. So for now, that's kind of where that one stands. And
sure.
Mr. Ryder didn't exactly not exactly the gang that could shoot straight. So that's
gotcha.
That's what happened there.
And then you mentioned the grandma. Is she in trouble? Is she all right with the situation?
I know
Ohio's contemplating the hold your ground law, but I don't think they've got that quite yet.
Well, it's not law yet, so we're still a state where we rely on what's called the Castle Doctrine, where it's got to be your own vehicle or your own residence. That's putting it very, it's cutting it down,
sure.
way much more from the legalese that you normally have to go through. But we'll see,
All right.
If anything happens.
So we'll wait for more news, I suppose, on that
one. For sure, we'll follow it.
All right, let's step away from the violence and things happening, and I guess some good things, perhaps, if you work for Elyria City. The Elyria City Council's Finance Committee voted to up the minimum wage of part-time seasonal city workers about 25 cents here. What kind of went into that? Why'd they decide to make this decision?
It's very much kind of a pro forma thing. It's just keeping up with Ohio's minimum wage laws, and that'll be on next year's budget, on the 2019 budget. So it's nothing for this year. You know, we still got another still got another month to go, but it'll be next year. So you'll see. You know, I don't know if it entirely encompasses like lifeguards and people, you know, at the pool or part-time seasonal workers will make an extra quarter an hour.
Okay. I'm glad you said that, because when I think seasonal this time of year, I'm thinking, why is the city hiring holiday people? Is too many people at the checkout register or something along those lines this time of year? But essentially, what I don't think we hit, what would be that minimum wage then that the city of Elyria would be offering? Do you remember?
So it goes from $8.30, which was on the old ordinance, to $8.55. Yeah. Now, council still has the final vote on this. Mm-hmm. If it's entirely in keeping with state law, I think it's pretty much a foregone conclusion. Okay. But there still needs to be a vote, and if anybody at council wants to discuss it, we'll see in the coming week. So.
Okay, when's that come up? Do you know when the vote comes up?
Should be the next meeting at council. So
very good. Speaking with Dave O'Brien on our local beat with O'Brien, presented by Vandermark Jewelers. Again, that name is pending at this point. I wanted to ask you about the Not Forgotten box. I know you guys have that over at the Chronicle Telegram. That's one of the coolest things, I think, that goes around between our companies here. We are sister organizations, and I learned about that my first year here. It's a box, basically, people can drop toys in for those who need it. And, of course, you guys are doing it again this season.
You got it. Yeah, we're edging up on. I don't know if anybody's dropped anything off today, but in the lobby at 225 East Avenue in Elyria, you can drop off new unused toys, and those will be donated to the Salvation Army, which will pass a lot of those out. We are up around 1,000 so far. Very cool. And the target goal is 11,000, which we hope to completely destroy that record.
That'd be great to see. Yeah. When does it officially kind of close down? Do you know the exact date?
You have to forgive me. I don't know exactly the closing date. I did write I wrote the initial story a couple weeks ago. So
it's all good.
With all the other stuff we've been talking about,
I can understand why it might have gone past you there at that point. But I can barely remember what I had for lunch this afternoon. The important thing is people just need to get over there, drop the toys off, and make sure those kids have those when Christmas does roll around.
Absolutely.
Of course, always, Dave, we have our scanner stories, our segment we do with you. I know you're a guy who likes to listen to those scanners. I know you have buddies who listen to those. So you always bring us some very interesting ones. Last week, I believe it was a man who had barricaded himself into a house and was asking for 50 cherry pies or something.
He had demanded
along those lines.
Cherry pies.
Yes, indeed. We don't know if he ever got them, but we know he was demanding those cherry pies.
Not sure. this week I picked one, which you'll have to forgive me. It's a little wordy, but there was a call for, and I quote, "A man in a backhoe working in the median of a local highway, taking dirt from one pile, putting it into another, then turning around and taking the dirt he just put in the one pile and putting it back where he found it. He was alone and did not appear to be part of a work crew."
Wow, yeah, that's going to be something interesting to see as you're driving down the road, maybe having to stop for this gentleman.
Well, number one, I think that's it's interesting to wonder if he was just simply practicing. And number two—
That's a good point.
It's possible. Number two, I don't know if that's exactly the first thing I would think of when I say I need to call the cops. You know, it's
that's a good point too.
You know, maybe your first call is to ODOT. I don't know.
That's a good call too. Yeah, I don't know. That's certainly very strange. I don't know that I've ever seen somebody practicing in that situation. I don't know what it takes to get a backhoe license these days.
Who can tell? You know, it's one of those unsolved mysteries of what we hear over the scanner, out of context and to your ears. So
I'll keep an eye out for the backhoes as you're driving down the road these days. We'll put it that way. And then, Dave, what do you have working up here for the next week? Anything in particular?
We got a Elyria School Board coming up and some other interesting something I'm working on that I can't tell you about. So you just have to stay tuned and read about it on at ChronicleT.com or in the Chronicle. Please pick up a copy. So I'm not eating cat food tomorrow.
It's always a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, just a couple more things. We might have some more popping on the Camden Township controversy.
Okay.
Again, nothing ready for print yet, but we're keeping an eye on that, and as well as Lorain County government, and we got a reporter Scott Mahoney has a trial going on currently in Common Pleas Court. So pay attention to that to that coverage.
Very cool. I don't have this, so if I'm blindsiding you, feel free to say you don't know the answer. But the two people who were trying to break into the Northwestern Middle School, has there been any update on that? Have they spotted them?
Just talked to Elyria Police today, okay. And we'll and happy to report. Although I'm sure they're not happy to be reported on that they one of them turned themselves in, okay. and the other apparently was jailed on other charges.
Okay.
So it looks like they have been. They have been taken into custody.
Yeah, they couldn't have done – it was almost like they were posing for the picture that you guys posted in the Chronicle today. That was a very clear shot.
Very clear shot. I was that was very impressive. Kudos to the Elyria City Schools for having good surveillance cameras.
Indeed. Dave, thanks so much for stopping by here.
Thank
really appreciate
you guys.
It. That's Dave O'Brien, our local beat with O'Brien, presented by Vandermark Jewelers. As I mentioned, make sure you stop by 224 East Broad Street in Elyria. Talk to Dim, talk to Bob. Make sure you get that Christmas gift right this year. That way, of course, Christmas gifts will come your way, and they'll be very appreciative on both ends.